Welcome to the Today's Leader podcast. Building tomorrow's best leaders, today.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul, I see you.
Finish up. Let's go.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to Monday Mentoring on the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders. Today, now, we've seen many poor examples of leaders providing bad news to their teams. We see it on social media. We see it in viral videos where leaders have notified their teams of bad news, whether it's layoffs, redundancies, whatever it may be. Some have done it via Zoom meetings, others have done it through text message, believe it or not. And I know that there is an expediency here that many business leaders would believe that you need to do. But as a leader, you have control over how that bad news or any news is delivered to your team. Is it conducive of you to make sure that the communication is relevant and it's needed for the team members? So if you do have bad news, do you announce that you're going to have a meeting? Do you do it as a group? Do you do it individually? These are some of the questions that you have to actually ask. How much reasoning do you give behind the decision? Because the first question that people will have is why? Why is this happening? So you do need to think about what is the reasons and what is the purpose behind the bad news, because people will naturally ask that question. They will also want to know, well, what are the next steps? What are the next steps for me? What are the options for me? What is it that I have available to me to potentially help me get other jobs? Or is it just pack up your bags, your laptops will be deserviced in the next 5 minutes or something, which is one of the bad examples that we actually saw. So then think about that from a follow-up process. Think about what it is that we need, clearly need to be delivering. So, and one of the other questions that I really want you to think about is how much information do we give? And how do I overly feel? We want people to feel respected. We want people to feel that they're being valued in some part of the process, even though they are having bad news delivered. And that is your role as a leader. People still need to walk away from this, you know, bad decision that's for them, that's affecting them, with some level of respect and value. But one of the things that we can get caught up with is the concept of being overly sympathetic. And that's a real challenge for a leader, because there are leaders out there that will absolutely feel for their team and they'll want to be overly sympathetic. But people just want to be respected, and they want you to be empathetic, not sympathetic, during these particular times. So leaders, to be better, must be mindful of being respectful and choosing the right style of communication, whether that's face-to-face. The majority of bad news needs to be delivered face-to-face. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Monday Mentoring. I'll see you all again next week. Bye for now.